It's a Heritage Lottery grant, which we're hopeful for Baylis Park, which is a lovely old park right in the centre of the town, and it's got a Grade 1 listed building in the park as well. And it's over the years it's become it's pretty run down actually, and the park's in need of a really good restoration with all the infrastructure repaired, planting put back in, paths, lighting and all the features returned which have been lost over the years.
Are there any parts in particular that need it more?
The pond's become quite sort of untidy in places, and it's lost its shape, and the actual original design of it's sort of changed over many, many years. So it'd be lovely to get that back again. There's also a beautiful walled garden that used to be part of the house. That's fairly sort of barren at the moment, no particular features in there, so we're hoping to sort of bring back what used to be in there.
Are you confident of securing these bids?
I think hopeful is the word, really. It's always open to competition with the lottery. There's a lot of competition with other local authorities and external bodies actually bidding for the lottery money for these projects. So, we hope we put a good bid together for it, and we'll know in June whether we've been successful with this stage of the grant. One thing I would, if I'm allowed to say, there's a very new friends group which were very interested in getting as much support as possible for Baylis Park. So the lady there who represents the Friends of Baylis Park is Anita Bade, and she can be emailed on baylisparkfriends, all one word, @hotmail.com. Now, the residence groups and the friends groups are really, really key in making sure that the lottery recognise that the community is fully on board with these projects, and it's not just sort of being led by the council, it's something that the community of the town really wants.